You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. Can you guys introduce yourselves, please?
Yeah.
Heather, you go first.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Heather Askinosi, and I'm a co-founder of Crystal Energy Muse. Our book is called Crystal Muse. And I've been a crystal lover for the last 25 years. And I basically feel that in this lifetime, one of the things that I'm here to do is just to help myself get connected to the earth and educate others on how the earth is a tool, it's a medium, and it's something that we need to respect as human beings. And that's what one of my missions are. Is.
Love that. Timmy.
Aho, yes. Aho, 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 namaste.
So I'm Timmy Jandro, and I'm one of the other co-founders. Heather and I have been friends since the single digits. So the one thing that attracted me to being in business with Heather 17 years ago was the fact that we had been best friends for so many years. So when Heather used to practice some of her crystal knowledge on me and test things out, I loved it. And one thing that I really liked was when she came up with the prosperity necklace, and I was one of 10 people to wear it. felt something, had come out of a very long career in the garment industry, which was very unfulfilling. So when I felt something from the crystals that I was wearing and knew nothing about it, I loved the fact that I could help Heather get these made. We can help other people experience what I had experienced and really educate and continue on this path of people experiencing the love of crystals, which we have had.
Yeah, yeah, which I'm obsessed with, especially in the last couple of years. I have really begun to understand, I've really began to understand how to use crystals and how actually powerful they are. I'm curious as to what you guys are doing right now. Are you doing a reading right now? A card reading?
Well, actually, that is interesting. You're asking what we're doing exactly right now. Heather is actually doing a card reading to herself. Very strong messages, Rose, of what we should be talking about, and it seems to be love.
Yeah.
So just know.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Oh, can you do these remotely? I wonder if I can get a reading, Heather.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure we can.
Maybe we'll do. We'll save it for the end. Maybe we'll save that.
Okay.
Okay. So there's so many things that, so you guys, you have this incredible book, you have this incredible business, and you're, both of your missions, you know, are in sync, obviously. And I really want to be able to give the audience just, again, a little bit more background as far as to how crystals actually work. And I know that you guys have talked about how, you know, the earth is healing and how, you know, different types of crystals do different things. One of the things that I love about your guys' website is that you can crystallize yourself, or you can kind of choose to see what you're drawn to, which I did. And maybe I
can. What did you pick?
I was just going to say, I'm like, I don't know if I should tell you guys or just wait until you guys explain it, but whatever. I mean,
do you know? Tell us.
So please. I got the celestite.
Oh, so pretty.
And the hematite.
Wow, what a great combo.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, on your website you give, you know, the descriptions and kind of what they're used for and stuff. And I've been really feeling these things and not feeling grounded. You know, I was on this tour with Yoga Journal and I just got back to LA and I haven't actually really lived here for over a year, you know, so I'm just getting back, and I feel, I was going back and forth between here and Portland. Portland was actually my home base for about 4 years, and I just recently moved back. I moved back last December, but then I was gone. I was pretty much gone all of 2017. So literally now, like, the people that are listening to it, you guys are listening to, it's probably the first week of January. This is close to the end of December, and so I just have been back in LA for about a month. And so I've been feeling really sort of, you know, like a little bit frenetic energy and just ungrounded. And I've never been as sick as I have been in the last month since I've got back. I got sick two different times, which is crazy. Because I don't ever get sick. Like, it's been years since I had a cold, you know? And so I just found it really interesting that I was drawn to these two particular crystals.
Yeah. Do you miss Portland?
Of
Portland's
course.
Just amazing.
Oh, it's, yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
I do. It's literally one of my favorite places. And I still go back, so I lead yoga teacher trainings up there, and I do workshops and stuff, and I've got a pretty large community up there. So I try to go up there at least once a month if I can.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Well, you picked two great stones, which it's kind of cool because they're on each of the spectrum. So you covered your upper and then your lower. So that's kind of cool. The chakras, at least.
Oh, interesting.
So what I think is so cool too, Rose, is that so many people will come into Energy Muse and say, hey, what crystal do I need? And we're like, we don't know. What crystal do you need? It really is putting it back on the person.
Yeah.
Just like you chose those two stones.
Yeah.
You know what is best for you, and you didn't even know what they meant. You can go by feel, color, shape, size, sparkle, whatever attracts you, there's a reason that you're resonating with it. And that energy is something that obviously resonated for you by choosing them and not even knowing.
Yeah. And does it matter how they come, like in the way that they come? Like, can I say I'm attracted to this certain crystal? Does it have to go on my body, or do I have to just have it on my desk, or do I have to carry it in my pocket? Like, does that matter ever? Is there a way that you guys recommend us working with crystals in a way that's more beneficial?
I think if we look at the crystals as just a relationship, it's just kind of like if somebody new comes into your life, do you want to have them close by? Do you want to have them in your intimate surroundings? Do you want to keep them a bay at first and kind of watch them? So I feel like the whole thing about, in our opinion, and what we wrote about in Crystal Muse, is that it's really about connection and getting to know something by taking the time. Because by working with the crystal, what you're basically doing is starting to take the time to work with yourself. Because that's our greatest commodity nowadays, right? Is time. Yeah. And so taking the time to hold a crystal, or taking the time to sit with it, or gaze upon it, or work with it with a journal, is really you're taking the time to work with yourself. And you're having some energy of the earth to help you as a tool to this process.
Yeah.
But I think also some people don't know where to start. And so we found a good intro are tumbled stones. People can carry those in your pocket. You can put it at your bedside, keep it on your desk, in your car. So that tends to be something that is really easy to start with. And it's kind of that opening price point, so to speak, that people don't feel like they're investing too much until they're really ready to do so.
But there are stones, even with tumbled stones, even to this day, where I'll pick up one and I'll be like, oh my God, I want to put that in my bra. I want to have that close to me. And then there's other ones that I'm like, I really like this, but I don't want to have it on my body. I don't want to wear it. I want to just have it at my desk so I could look at. But nobody told me that. I had to tap into what I felt about it. And so I think what's different with our book is that we really, instead of making it more dictionary-esque with the crystals, it's like, okay, here's some ways that you can work with it. But at the end of the day, you need to tap into what works for you, because that's your formula.
Trusting yourself.
Well, that was one of the big reasons why I was drawn to the book and to crystals. And I'm such a huge fan. Everyone that listens to this podcast knows that I'm a big fan of creating ritual. And I loved that you guys were able to really sort of give a great processes as to how to, you know, awaken your creativity, or how to, you know, get better sleep, and just like creating rituals in your life using these crystals to enhance all of that. So I think that's really cool. And I find that more and more people are wanting to kind of, they're intrigued, you know, I'm seeing it more and more, you know, pop up in, you know, social media and just like in pop culture. And it's kind of becoming a thing, you know. What else can I say about this? I'm like, I got deviated, because I'm like, well, I want to learn how to, you know, aside from people obviously like reading about them and having an experiential experience, you know, holding a crystal or being around it. How do you, and this could be two separate answers, but do these stones give off energy? Do you have to be sensitive to it? You've talked about how it's like you kind of have to ask your intuition, or you have to feel. And it's like, what if somebody's so like doesn't understand what that means? You know?
This is Heather. I feel like with our book Crystal Muse, the thing that Timmy and I did, and I'll go back once again, I keep on bringing this up, but I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we really, you know, we didn't want it to be, we wanted it to be an authentic book where we really had to go deep. And there are things in it, like when I got pregnant on my wedding night, and then how I didn't get pregnant again for 6 years, and I had a miscarriage, and then I got pregnant, and what did I do to get pregnant? Like, we share these intimate stories, and Timmy talks about her being married and then her going through a time in her marriage where she broke up with her husband. And how did they remend their relationship? So the difference with our book is before each ritual, we talk about a real life story that's not all rainbows and unicorns. Some of them are cool and some of them are like, hey, how did we get out of debt using crystals? So the rituals in our book are, I like to say, they're secret formulas that we have done for 17 years that we put in this book. So I think with our book, to not read the stories that come before the ritual, which is kind of the whole secret of our whole book, and the information that I got from indigenous people or shamans or kahunas, there's so many secrets in our book that you're just not going to find anywhere else. And I guess I feel like when reading our book, you'll get the answers in many ways, because what we really did is shared it with like how we did it on a daily basis. And yeah. So I would love to say that Timmy and I were these enlightened people and we were totally tapped in, but we're not. Some days we're really awesome and some days we're really lame. You know what I mean? It's like life hits you hard sometimes and you got to know how to pick yourself back up. And those aren't maybe the days that we're like, those are the days that we've learned enough tools to pick up some of the tools and use them. On the good days is when you're like, hey, you don't really think you need anything. It's knowing on the bad days what to pick up when you need it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, and after working with them as long as you guys have, is it something just so natural where you guys can just like be like, oh, I need some quartz today or some amethyst, you know? Are you guys that sort of sensitive to the energy of the stones where you can do that?
I don't know. This is Heather. I feel it's like kind of like with you with yoga or somebody that eats well or somebody that does a certain meditation. I think what happens is when you start knowing who you are, you know what's good for you. So it's like for you doing a sun salutation or doing a warrior pose, it's not like one's better than the other. It's just that's what you need at that point and you trust yourself enough to do it. And so maybe with us, just because we work with crystals so much, I don't think one crystal is going to be, it's what you need at that moment. Sometimes people need more black to remind them to let go. And sometimes people need more red stones that are like, take action and get into your creativity. And sometimes people need more pink stones to remind themselves to love more.
Yeah.
But it's not as if, one would be better or worse than the other. It's just, what do you need right now? And do you know yourself enough to know what you need and to trust that you know what you need?
Yeah. Oh, that's saying a lot. that's really saying a lot. Wow. That's really, really great. Is there any, I'm curious, Timmy, I'll ask you this question.
Yeah.
Is there a crystal that's not your favorite?
Yes, I have always, for some reason, had a hard time wearing azurite. I don't know why. Azurite has many, many, many different levels of energy that are a part of it. And it probably is something I probably should take out for a spin and try to work with it. But for some reason, it tends to zap me out.
Huh. Interesting. Heather?
You know, it goes, for me, it goes through, I go through different phases where it's not some one that I'm not attracted to. It's just sometimes stones will seem too heavy for my vibe at that moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm in this kind of heart chakra vibe. So the darker stones for me are a little bit too heavy for me to wear right now because they just don't feel right. But there are times when I feel like, oh gosh, I better get grounded. And then the darker stones feel right when I feel like I have to go to that point. But with me, like as Timmy said, you know, her process and my process are different. Mine is more about what feels, if it feels heavy. And then that's when I don't connect with it. But for some people, it might be the color. For some people, it might be
you're dizzy. You're tapped out. You're like out of your.
It just isn't
grounded.
It doesn't. You put it in your hand. You're like, oh, that doesn't make me feel better.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Interesting. I always found that, you know, to be so fascinating because I have walked into crystal shops before. I have this. I can't remember what it's called. I'll look it up. I'll look it up on your guys' website. I will, that I was just so drawn to it. I walked into this crystal shop. I was in New Orleans and they had this really cool, you know, kind of hip, crystal shop. And there was a couple of them that I just, you know, I was definitely more drawn to at the time. But I had a couple where I was like, you know, I was with, you know, one of my friends and he was like, oh, what about this one? And then there was a couple ones that he kind of pointed out, and I was like, eh, I don't know. Like, there was just something, and I was just like, I don't really feel, I'm not really feeling that vibe,
yeah.
You know? And here's, just to add to that, and this is, you know, more of a question, because this has happened to me before, and maybe off the recording I can give you guys a little bit more context around it, but I've been gifted crystals before, because people know I love them. I've been gifted crystals before that I wanted to get rid of. And it's maybe like a rose quartz. I love rose quartz. I mean, I literally have a huge one on my desk. You know, like that's one of those that I usually keep. I'll put on my lap. I'll hold it. Like, and I've been gifted rose quartz before. And I'm like, I don't really want to keep this, you know?
Right. Okay, well.
I'm like, tell me why, you guys.
Well, have you cleansed it? Have you put it outside? Have you put it in the dirt for a while? Have you let it go through the process of kind of getting the energy rebalanced within it?
No, all of those things. No to all of them.
Yeah, so before you get rid of it, what you might want to consider is maybe putting it outside if you can, you know, for in the dirt and soil. For, you know, like a week or something.
Yes.
And give it back to the earth to really kind of re-energize it and kind of vibe out. And then maybe when you get it, you could program it. You could program it for that, you know, the crystal holds the intention of whatever you want, like love, blessings, and light. And if you still feel after it's been really cleansed with the earth that you don't want it anymore, then pass it on to somebody else. It's just not your crystal.
Yeah.
But right now, maybe it's holding somebody else's energy and hasn't been cleansed. And I find sometimes when it's really strong, like what you're saying, really, instead of saging it or any of that, I really suggest putting it outside in soil, even covering it up if possible. There's a reason why they're in the earth, you know what I mean? In yeah. caves, you know? So almost create that and put like a little stick or something above it if you have an area, or get a pot and put it in soil and let it seep for like a week yeah. and see what happens.
Huh, okay. That's a... I'll do that. That's really interesting. I know that you can put them out like when there's a full moon or a new moon, and you can kind of like recharge them. And
right,
I know that, but I didn't know that you can actually, you know, cleanse them. That's really good.
Well, you may or may not. Like I don't know. I mean, you know, who knows who had it before, who knows if they use that crystal to heal a broken heart. I don't know what it's holding. So that's why sometimes with crystals, you got to bury them. You really have to bury them in the earth and let it be surrounded by the earth to heal them.
Yeah. What is a crystal that every single person listening to this podcast should have? If they could only have one.
Selenite.
Why?
Because selenite is the one stone that, in my opinion, every human being on our planet needs to have, because it has, in our opinion, one of the highest vibrational stones that exist. It is almost, I have a lady in here right now who is she's a doctor, delivers babies. And she said that, what was happening is one of her clients, and this is by no means, this is a one particular storyline. So this isn't like saying medical. That this is not medical advice, okay. Disclaimer, whatever disclaimer one needs to say, just say I said it and it's been disclaimed. But basically she was having some blood issue, flowing issues, and she handed her client a selenite, a small piece of it, and everything started flowing again. So that is a one instant, but she's like, I just love this mineral. So, but I think that it's a really cool stone because even by having it on your body for even 11 minutes, you feel as if your body energetically has been cleansed and purified. It looks like liquid white light. It is an amazing stone. It's great for cleansing. It's clearing. You could put other crystals on it to purify it.
Good for sleep.
It's good for sleep. It's just, it's a go-to stone. It's white. And it feel good, and it looks good, and it's one of those minerals that try it, and you'll know what we're talking about.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's and do you guys sell that on your website as well, right?
We do, in a lot of different modalities. So we have a piece called the Energy Clearing Necklace, and I wouldn't go a day, a moment without wearing that because I wear it every single day. My kids wear it. Heather wears it. Her family. It's just one of those amazing necklaces. Then we have selenite and harmonizers. So you can hold them. They're like cylinders. So when you're meditating or you have them with you on your desk, maybe you're feeling a little anxious or uptight, you can grab your selenite harmonizers and hold them, just infusing that liquid light energy when you need it the most. We have little selenite towers. We've got all kinds of charging plates. Selenite wands, we call them wands because they look like a big wand, but they're just great to have around everywhere, anywhere.
Since you guys have been surrounded by healing crystals for so long, have you guys ever walked into a place that didn't have any, and does it feel different? I'm curious.
You know, for me personally, I would say I'm more sensitive to when they're around and there's a lot of them. Uh-huh. I don't know. I know what you're saying, but I just can only draw in on memories. Like when Heather and I first started, we would actually go to some of our vendors and shows. And I'm like, Heather, I am spinning out. Like there's so much energy because crystals amplify energy, whether it's good or bad. They don't know the difference between that. And so I had to acclimate to all of the energy from all of the different crystals and still sometimes have to. So even though there's a lot of them around, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing.
Oh, interesting. So it matters then your intention or what you're putting into the crystal, what you're wanting to manifest, yes?
Well, that, yes. And then also keeping them cleansed, like Heather was saying with your situation earlier, we're constantly cleansing at our offices all of our crystals, and there's mantras that are being piped into the rooms where they are to keep them cleansed. So that really is one reason why our crystals are so different than maybe someone else's, because of those processes.
Yeah. Which, has there been any situations where you guys have used the crystals in a way that was like an instant something happened? Like, you know, you wanted to feel better. Like for me, I'll give you an example. Like the rose quartz, if I'm feeling a little off, I literally just, and maybe it's a tangible thing. And again, it's maybe a belief thing or however it is that you want. I really believe that there's energy, obviously, in the crystals. I literally just have to hold it, and it's the weight and it's the feel of it. And it makes me feel better, like instantly. Is there any crystal in particular that you guys know to use that it's like an instant fix, or it makes you feel better, it makes you feel less clouded or less ungrounded?
You know, it's I think it, I mean, I don't want to, I'm trying to answer, but I don't want to also, I think it's like, for example, you know, some people might have a cold and some people might eat or ingest turmeric and they feel better. Yeah. Versus somebody might do ginger. I feel like as we're finding out more and more with health and wellness, that I don't know, in my personal opinion, if I feel like we're coming out of this phase or hoping to come out of this curated phase of like, this is the only formula. I feel like what we're doing here at Energy Muse is saying, you got to try a couple different things, a couple different crystals to find your formula. Yeah. So for example, if somebody is completely out of their body all the time and they do maybe, you know, they have a certain practice and they're, for them, their fix might be grounding stones because they're used to going into the upper chakras and meditating and going high, right?
Yeah.
But for somebody that is definitely really earth dense, kind of, you know, grounded, something that might be like a quartz crystal or an amethyst, they might feel. So do you see how all of our biochemistries are so different? It's just that it'd be hard to give that fix-all. But what you can do is start with seven, like as Timmy mentioned, seven tumbled stones, you know. Find seven stones that come in a variety of the colors and start holding them. And then just say, okay, how am I feeling right now when I hold this? What feels good? You're going to know one of them's going to feel good and the other ones will feel heavy, or they'll feel good, but they don't feel good right now. And on a daily basis, that might change, or you might just carry one stone around for a period of time to just know how you feel when you have it in your energy field. And you know, if it helps you break through to things that you're holding your back, that are holding you back from really experience your life at the fullest and most optimum potential.
Yeah. Yes. So tell me about crystal energy readings.
Okay. So once again, disclaimer, just caveat. It feels like a lot.
Disclaimer. I'm like literally taking advantage of having you guys both, and I'm going to ask you like all the questions, like purely from coming from a selfish place, you guys. So I'm sorry. The listener, most of the time, it's like, you know, everyone calls in and they're like, oh, I'd really love to have this person or that person. And I know they're really going to love you guys, but I'm like, I'm asking all the questions that I want because I want to know. Okay, go for it.
So first of all, though, the cool thing is because you're in LA, you could come do one. So they have to be done in person.
Okay.
And, you know, people have asked to have them do over Skype. And at this point, just due to time, it hasn't been set up. But I'll put this caveat out. Nobody comes into Energy Muse for a stone reading unless they want to have a major breakthrough and transformation, because it's, I'm not going to kid you, it's intense. And why is it intense? Because you could come in here for 1 hour, and most people say it's like a therapy session, 20 therapy sessions in 1 hour. And why can one go so deep with a crystal stone reading? Because on a soul level, when we get past our ego, when we get past of like what we think we want and we need, and we pick certain stones, the stones tell a story. And, you know, it's not about doing a fortune telling kind of reading. Like somebody came in the other day and they're like, hey, I just met this guy. Do you think I'm going to be with them? And I'm like, I have absolutely no idea. Do you want to be with them? I mean, I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, because the only way you're going to be with them is if you do some work. The guy's not going to, what work do you want to do to attract the type of person that you want to be with? You really are in control of that answer, not us.
Right.
But so, and that is probably why we have the top athletes, the top people in the world come in and do these things. And why do they do that? Because we're in a room. It doesn't matter what somebody, how much money they make and how famous they are and all the other things that are going on that level. We all have the same stuff: insecurity, worry, frustration. We all are working as human beings. We're all working through that. And I think the reason why the stone readings go there quick is that we're able to go to the core issue and say, okay, now what's the action plan so that we can move forward and break through? Because usually in regards to love, it comes to a self-worth issue. It's pretty cut and dry. And where did that self-worth issue for that person, or the grief, or the, you know, all the other things that happen to our hearts, where did it start and where did the pattern start being ingrained, and how do we go back and start reprogramming and lifting the layers off so that, you could see your pure beauty again. So I think the stone readings are cool in the fact that they go there quick. And what we try to do, or what we do is that when someone leaves here, they have an action plan. This is your action plan. This is your ritual. This is what you're going to do for the next 3 months. Now, if that, and we come up with the person with their action plan. So if that person cannot commit to their action plan that they come up with us for 3 months, if they cannot commit to themselves to commit, then how can they possibly blame anybody or anything why their life isn't going in a certain way if they can't even commit to themselves?
Yeah. Wow.
But what's really cool is that people come in, they do this, and they have major breakthroughs. And Timmy and I are like, you did it on your own. You are amazing. You did the work. We were here as facilitators and helping you come up with your own magnificence. We just were guides. And to see the remarkable shifts that happen with people when they start believing in themselves and committing to themselves and seeing how powerful they are and remembering that they are powerful and seeing their energy change, that is like the whole reason we even do it. It's so cool.
Wow. I'm like, it sounds so dreamy. And I love that you had to give like the little disclaimer at the beginning, but I really feel like, I mean, it's what you're doing is you're providing just a mirror for people to be able to come to their own conclusions using the power of the earth, you know, or using these different types of modalities to help expound upon that. I think it's so so incredible. So I'm excited because I'm gonna do it. And I'm
oh, cool! Well, you have to come in,
and it's gonna be fun. I may or may not publish the results on the podcast.
It's all about vulnerability.
I know. Rose, you're amazing. Look at how many, you know, we are all on the journey. You know, Usually when someone comes in, it's stuff Timmy and I need to look at too.
Yeah. For sure.
So it's not like, you know, it's like, who's the teacher? Usually it's the person who's in front of us.
Oh, that's cool. Interesting. Okay. So tell me about the cards and what you're doing. We talked about this earlier when I called you guys. You were
Well, as part of the stone reading or energy reading, we have people draw from 8 different decks of cards, and they're just light cards, like the angel cards. They're just upbeat messages, but inevitably the messages on the cards and the energy of the stones they picked always, always are in sync. So it just kind of, amplifies the message back to them. Always. It's crazy. And again, they pick the cards and they pick the stones. So we're just giving them the information.
Yeah. It's almost like a double confirmation, and it blows people's mind because they'll write down their intentions of what they want to have done with the stone reading. Then they'll pick the crystals, then they'll pick the cards. And literally we never, ever ask the people to reveal what they wrote. 100% of the time, people are like, you answered every single question that I had written down.
Oh, that's so
cool. It's pretty cool because the crystals and then the cards that they pick mirror the message, and it's an accurate formula. It's kind of cool.
Do you guys do this with every, I would find for myself, if I had that deck, I'd be like pulling for everything. I'd be like, what should I have for dinner tonight? I would be like, where should I go to the studio or should I practice at home? You know what I mean? Like, do you guys do this for everything, or like, do you pick and choose, or is it like an intuitive thing where you're like, oh, let's ask the deck, or let's try and have to see what crystal we're drawn to?
I mean, I think it's more sometimes, like even today we were doing it with fun. You know what I mean? It's kind of like with the crystal. The crystal's not going to change your life. The message on that deck isn't going to change your life, but it could guide you. It could be a tool to maybe awaken you to a different mindful way of thinking about something. So you have to make the change, not the crystal or the card.
Yeah, I sometimes feel like it's just like maintaining a balance, right? It's like keeping a balance of, you know, utilizing these types of tools to help inform something that you already know, you know, and it just kind of gives you that extra, like, you know, it propels you a little bit more forward, or gives you that extra little like loving nudge, you know, whereas opposed
yeah.
to
yeah.
because I mean even still now I know people that are like, they'll use this as, oh no, I can't go because the crystal says, or like the card said, something bad's gonna happen, so I'm just gonna stay at home. And it's like, well, do you think that maybe the bad that's happening is that you're not leaving your house?
Well, then you're giving your power over. You're giving your the whole thing about any of, hopefully, with these tools is that they help you as a tool to feel more empowered or to take a look at yourself. But if it becomes something that makes you freeze or makes you give your power away, then maybe it's not the best tool for you. You know what I mean?
And even with our book, I mean, the great thing about our book, Crystal Muse, is that you don't have to read the book from cover to cover. You go to the areas that you're resonating with, or you might want to be seeking a little bit more information about, like in the area of love. And again, like Heather's saying, we give you some guidelines or a ritual, or we could even call it a recipe, and the main ingredient is a crystal, but you don't have to analytically follow it to that extent if it doesn't feel right for you. Tweak it.
And I really love that about the book, is that you can really use it. It's very user friendly, you know, and you can really just go straight to a topic that you're struggling with, or a topic that you're wanting to incorporate into your life. And again, it's really about creating ritual that's sustainable, and ritual that's going to empower you. And it has incorporates healing crystals, and it's really, I think it's really cool. And you guys are both radical ladies that are, you know, creating this information in a way that we can all understand it. So thank you guys for doing that.
Thank you for being radical.
My goodness. Okay, so I'm gonna just have a couple questions before we end, but one of the, and you guys both have to answer this because I said so. So the first one is, if you could be surrounded, maybe it's like kind of like using the whole what's your favorite crystal, but if you had to be surrounded just by one crystal in your entire house, you can only have one, which one would it be? You both have to answer.
I know what Heather's is.
What? Yeah, you go first.
I would have to almost say two, sorry, because I really do love selenite, and I know that Heather really is into selenite too. It's just, again, that easy go-to crystal. I sleep with a wand on my chest all night. It helps me go to sleep. After I had kids, my biorhythm was so off. I did a whole bunch of different modalities, and selenite seems to consistently be a formula that I use to help me get a really good night's sleep. But I also came into this life with a really raspy voice. And so my whole mission in life is really to start speaking my truth and speaking it with grace. And I really love to have blue lace agate around me or on my throat chakra at pretty much all times.
Okay. All right, Heather.
Today my answer is, you know what? I'm really into rose quartz. Remember I told you I'm on this whole heart vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm really into rose quartz right now, and just having it in specific places in my home, and not so much necessarily having to have it on my body right now, but versus just having it in my space.
Okay. That's my favorite too. I'm going to answer the question and say that's my
Yay.
Too. Yeah, no, I love that. So, so part of this podcast, and I literally feel like this has been one of the most self-gratuitous podcasts I've ever done. I was so curious, and I really love this topic. And, part of why I created this podcast was to be able to create a community and a forum for people to go to when they were needing some inspiration, or they wanted to, you know, get more information on all these different types of topics regarding health and wellness and yoga and ritual and meditation. So Radically Loved is this belief that we are radically loved and supported by God, Buddha, whatever higher power of your understanding, source, that you are radically loved by the planet, you know, whatever it is for you, to feel that support. And so the question, and you both have to answer, of course, is how do you feel radically loved, and what do you radically love?
Oh, okay. So let's see. I feel radically loved when I'm, and once again, this is like moments. These aren't always like consistent. When I just, sometimes there's been times, I don't know, have you ever had this where you've been walking around during the day and you just feel completely content and happy? And it's like, it's not that you're, not that you've like have anything. Like it's, sometimes it's when I'm on a walk or it's like a moment that hits me and I'm just like, I feel so happy and content right now. It's almost as if everything lined up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And there's this inner love that's streaming from like, it just, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I'm just in that present moment or within those seconds. And it's just awesome. That's it. That's my, and then I think I have to say radically loved right now. I think it's through my children, my kids. They radically hammer me on some of my, but they are my teachers. And I was just thinking today about, you know, I'm really into like cleansing, like getting rid of stuff right now. And I was thinking, you know, I love that one book that's like, you know, does this bring you joy and whatever? Yeah. But really who taught me about getting rid of my stuff was my son. And he's so simplistic and he's so not about the consumption of things. And I'm like, I know I didn't teach him that because obviously he didn't learn these tools from me, but I feel like radically appreciative of my children because they've taught me some really cool lessons and made me grow as a human. So that's my answer.
Love.
I am radically loved when I'm literally just watching a sunset. Like that makes me so happy for so many reasons because I love color and bright colors. And I love that that is such a creation, we'll say, from God, your higher power. It's that ultimate connection for me at that moment. And I just feel so serene and just happy that I feel radically loved with the warmth of that sunset. And I would say also being in sync with my family where we get to have like dinners together. My kids are a little older, so one's in college. And when he's home and we're all together, I love that. I really, you know, I miss him and I miss that family connection of that unit. So I really cherish those moments.
Oh, I love that. Where can people go to connect with you guys more and to learn more about these crystals and to order the book or connect with you guys? Where can they go for more information?
Well, we're at energymuse.com where we have a blog on there that has so much content, free content. On any question you pretty much have about crystals, we answer them. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook, Energy Muse. This is Heather. I'm on Heather_Askenosi on Instagram. Timmy is Timmy Jandro on Instagram. And we're also on Twitter. So we really, our whole mission here is to demystify this kind of bad rap before that crystals might have gotten. It seems like people are a lot more open-minded. At the end of the day, it's the energy of the earth. It's a tool. It's been here before we have been here. It'll hopefully be here after we're here. And we're just grateful for people like you that are so radical, that you're open, you're sharing the truth, you're getting info out there so people can decide for themselves what feels right and what doesn't, and then trust that. So thank you for this opportunity. We're really grateful.
Oh, you guys are the best. I can't wait to come in and not only get more crystals, but also get my energy reading.
Yay! Well, call us when you're ready. We're here.
Okay, wow. I'm excited, you guys. Thank you guys so much for everything, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.